dear family members,
highly spiritual
Indian Institute of Scientific
Heritage
is proud to bring out this introduction for the Samaveda. You were listening to the introduction to Rig Veda and introduction to Ajurveda, in which the lecture series was focusing on the classification of the mantras, the subject matter, the way of presentation, the recitation of the mantras, and the scientific, social, cultural, linguistic aspects, and so on. Here, we are introducing you the third Veda, which is Samaveda. It is said that among the four Vedas, Samaveda is the most important and highly spiritual. In Bhagavad Gita, it is told by Lord Krishna that Vedanam Samavedosmi. Among the Vedas, I myself is the Samaveda, which is perhaps the best among the Vedas. And the Samaveda is unique mainly because this Veda, even though it is a very small book, the peculiar way of reciting the Samaveda, which is extremely tough for any common man to follow, learn, or teach. So the Samaveda, which takes nearly about 10 to 15 years for everyone to study thoroughly, it is said by the priests who follow Samaveda that the whole life is to be devoted for understanding the methodology in which it is to be chanted. So, Samaveda is difficult, it is unique, and it is extremely musical. And when we understand the structure of Samaveda, one thing which is very important for us to know is that Samaveda has got 1,000 branches. Rigveda has got 25 recensions, books or branches, Ajurveda 108, and Samaveda has got 1,000. Majority of these recensions have disappeared. Unfortunately, they are no more available, and the people who know the methodology of reciting the mantras according to different branches are also absent almost for everything. Except for 13 branches remaining, more than 987 branches now exist no more. And the most important 13 branches, of which Kaudhuma Shakha, Jaiminiya Shakha, Ranayaniya Shakha, are very close to each other, and many people all over India knows, among the Samavedins, knows these three branches in a better way than other branches. When I say many people are available, the number is around 100 or in between 100 and 1,000, among 100 crore people existing in India. It is mainly because it is very tough for us to learn these things. In Samaveda, 1,549 stanzas or mantras are present. As we can say, some of the books will be telling you that the total number of mantras in Samaveda is 1,816. This is because out of the 1,549 mantras, 267 mantras are to be chanted twice whenever you are chanting Samaveda. That means they are called punaruktis, repetition, including this repetition, which is a part and parcel of the recitation of the Samaveda, has to be included with the number, and so that we will be getting 1816 numbers of Samaveda. It is perhaps the smallest among all the four Vedas. And the message of the mantras, out of 1549 mantras, the original mantras belonging to Samaveda is only numbering 105. Original Samavedic mantras are 105, and the remaining are borrowed from Rig Veda, and few mantras, nearly 50 mantras, are borrowed from Yajur Veda. That does not mean that Samaveda is just the repetition of Rig Veda mantras. Every mantra taken from Rig Veda has been modified terribly. I will say there was terrific modification, and anybody who knows Rig Veda, when he hears these Rig Vedic mantras chanted in the musical pattern adopted in Samaveda, he may not even understand that it is taken from the Rig Veda. So that one can say that complete modification and changing has taken place when the Rig Veda mantras are chanted by the Samavedins. Samaveda, the mantras are classified as Purvarchigam, Uttararchiga, and Mahanamnyarchaga, in which the first Purvarchiga is almost 50% of the mantras, and slightly less than that, the mantra numbers are codified in Uttararchiga. Mahanamnyarchaga is the middle part, which is very small, containing very low number of mantras. In fact, as I have already explained, Samaveda contains mantras from Rig Veda, hence the subject matter in Samaveda is almost the same as Rig Veda, whereas the methodology of reciting the Samaveda mantras are different, and it is mainly meant for the happiness and activation or adoration of the gods, of the divine power. Particularly, Samaveda is chanted during the sacrificial rituals performance. There are four types of Samaganas. Samagana, the music of Samaveda, are Gramageya Ganas, Aranyageya Gana, Uhagana, and Uhyagana. Gramageya Gana are the musical chanting of Samaveda whenever sacrificial rites or rituals are performed in the villages. Similarly, as I have told that whenever people are going to the forest after relinquishing their social bondage, when they are performing the rituals in the forest, the way in which Samaveda is to be chanted is different. Those methodology of reciting Samaveda in the forest-based rituals are called Aranyageya Gana. And the third one, Uhagana, in which the sound will not be heard from outside. It is just a lip movement, and the Shruti of Samaveda in Uhagana appears to be different from the Gramageya Gana and Aranyageya Gana. Similarly, Uhyagana is said to be recited in the mind, and not even lip movement can be seen from outside. Thus, one can say that there are four ways of chanting Samaveda whenever rituals are performed. Now, coming to the additional points of Samaveda. Even though Samaveda has got very low number of mantras of its original basis, Samaveda is the Veda which has got maximum number of Brahmanas. In fact, the biggest Brahmana among all the Brahmanas is the Tandya Brahmana, which is also known as Praudha Brahmana, and it is also known as Panchavimshati Brahmana. Tandya Brahmana gives the explanation of the sacrificial rituals, family rituals and customs to be performed by the Samavedic people, Samavedins. In fact, since it is such a big Brahmana explaining the customs and rituals, it is so deep, so we call it as Prouda Brahmana also. The Prouda Brahmana, since it has 25 chapters, it is also called Panchavimshati Brahmana. Just like Shatapatha Brahmana of Yajurveda, Prouda Brahmana of Samaveda contains historical evidences and lot of explanation on the historical evidences present occurred during the 2000 to 3500 BC of ancient India. At the same time, this Prouda Brahmana also explains a lot of rituals connected with Ashwamedha Yaga, Vajapeya Yaga, Putrakameshti Yajna, and so on. It is said that the Yajna or Yaga or the sacrifice to be performed in one day to Sahasraham, 1000-day long sacrificial yajnas are also explained separately in Prouda Brahmana. In fact, it is said that Tandya Brahmana has got 26 chapters, and the 26th chapter is so big that it can be separately called as Shadvimshati Brahmana, which is also a large voluminous work explaining the sacrificial rituals. Then comes Jaiminiya Brahmana. Jaiminiya Brahmana is a philosophical Brahmana. It is also called Jaiminiya Upanishad Brahmanam, in which explanation on the philosophy, the way in which the Samaveda is written, Samaveda is to be chanted, its Shruti and the rishis who codified this Shruti, etc., are written in Jaiminiya Brahmana as well as Jaiminiya Upanishad Brahmana. Then comes the fourth Brahmana, Devada Dhyaya Brahmana, in which almost all the deities, all the gods, for whom we perform the yajnas, their names and their special powers are explained in this book. So it is called Devata Dhyaya Brahmanam, the Brahmana which explains that the Samavedic deities. Then the fifth Brahmana is Samhita Upanishad Brahmana. It explains how Samaveda is written, how it is to be chanted, what are the lakshanas, what are the ways in which every Samavedic mantra is to be chanted, its basis, its reasoning. These are given in Samhita Upanishad Brahmana. In fact, the word Samhita means aggregation or collection of mantras. So Samhita should have the lakshana, or it should have a special type of features for explaining how one book or writings can be classified as Samhita. This explanation can be seen in Samhita Upanishad Brahmana. Then comes Vamsha Brahmana, in which Samavedic rishis numbering about 35 and their names and details and the work done by these rishis, these maharishis, are explained generation after generation. It is interesting to note that the 35 generations of the rishis are mentioned in this Vamsha Brahmana, and their place in the performance of the rituals is also explained in this particular book. Then comes Arsheya Brahmana. Arsheya Brahmana is giving the customs and the rituals to be performed mainly by those who are the family members and also by the kings and the social leaders. They have to perform certain family-based customs, the methodology, and while performing these customs, what are the mantras of Samaveda to be chanted is also explained in detail in Arsheya Brahmana. Samavidana Brahmana is unique Brahmana, which is very small book, and among the Vedic literature, if one person is searching for the Bhuta and Preta and the so-called unseen power, which Indians commonly believe that there are Bhutas and Pretas and so on, evil powers and other thing, under this particular Brahmana, one can see explanations are given. In fact, the rituals connected with these evil powers are also explained in this Samavidhana Brahmana. The most unusual thing which is to be remembered here is that among all the three Vedic literatures, whether it is Vedas or Brahmanas or Aranyakas or even Upanishads, one cannot see the explanation of the evil powers or sacrifices given in the name of these evil powers in any of the books. In fact, it is thought that these evil powers like Bhutas and Pretas are connected with the Agama type of books, not the Vedic books. Whereas this Brahmana connected with Samaveda, written nearly 2500 years ago, gives the explanation of these Bhutas and so on. Then comes one of the most interesting and important Brahmana, which is known as Chandokya Brahmana, where philosophical dealing of Atma, Paramatma, body, mind, psychology and social binding and the evolution of human being, evolution of the Jivatma, evolution of the plants and including the microorganism type of living beings, starting from the smallest to the biggest living being and the power which is present in that one, is explained philosophically in Chandokya Brahmana. The part of Chandokya Brahmana is the very big Upanishad, which is known as Chandokya Upanishad. So one can see the Brahmana in which without Aranyaka, the Upanishad, Chandokya Upanishad, is also given for the explanation of the philosophy. And in Chandokya Upanishad, one can see the presence and explanation of the deities who are interested in hearing the Samaganas, and the real characters of the Samaganas are also explained in Chandokya Brahmana. And once you are coming through the Brahmanas, you can also see little bit of Aranyakas. And usually, Samaveda does not have specific Aranyakas, whereas Samaveda Brahmana themselves contains some subject connected with Aranyaka, and some of these Brahmanas contain as such the Upanishads. One can see connected with Samaveda, 16 Upanishads are there. All these Upanishads are high level discussion of philosophical thoughts which might have less than 2.5 to 3,000 years ago. So one can see Samaveda is something unique in chanting, containing a number of Brahmanas having not particularly separate book on Aranyakas, and also having 16 Upanishad to its credit. When we are going deep into the subject, one can see that Samaveda is unique only because of its musical chanting methodology. If one person is hearing the Samaveda, the most interesting part of it is that in India, there are very few people who can understand the chanting of Samaveda in its original sense. Majority of the people cannot even understand the chanting of Samaveda, belongs to Samaveda, of which they are the inheritors of the treasury of the knowledge of the mantras of this ancient land. So, this Samaveda really gives you the impression of music and the way in which the chanting reverberates in the atmosphere gives a pleasant effect. That is why in all the sacrificial rituals performed by any people, one priest, one Purohit will be sitting in the corner and he will be continuously singing or the music of the Samaveda. That those songs of Samaveda is meant for activating, exciting, making happy the divine power whoever are or whoever is coming to the sacrificial shala, yajna shala, for receiving the yajna shishta shinasandhu, that material offered in the fire for the god. So whoever is coming there, they should be happy, they should be excited for getting maximum result on performing the sacrifice. So Samagana, whoever priest, whichever priest is performing this, the chanting of Samaveda, he is called Udghata. Udghata, the word means singing, and he will be continuously singing according to the Yajnavalkya Shiksha, the musical pattern, and according to Shaunaka Shiksha, the musical pattern are different even though the chanting rules are same. Then comes the Samaveda's essence. In fact, as I have told you in the introduction of Rig Veda, some of the students of Vedas went to Yajnavalkya and asked, what is the message of Samaveda? He informed them that whenever you are studying the Rig Veda, the essence of Rig Veda, you can understand that it is Prajnanam Brahma, knowledge is divine. Whenever you are studying Yajurveda, the message of Yajurveda is that Aham Brahmasmi, whatever this body is the carrier of the divine universal power. The universe is full of divine power. So we call omnipotent and omnipresent universal Prapancha Purusha power, of which one drop of the power is in our body. So the Yajurveda informs you that you are Brahma, a part of divine power. Whenever you are learning the Samaveda, the message which is coming nearer to you, the message that is given to you is that Tat Tvamasi, that same divine power which is present in me is also present in you, so that you are also divine. So when I am divine and you are divine, we are the carriers of the divine power. Srinvando Vishve Amritasya Putra Aye Damani Divyani Dastu. O sons of the Lord, God Himself, please come here. Let us adore the divine power of God, who has created us, who is manifesting in our body, who is manifesting in my body, and who is also manifesting in your body. We are the children of the same divine power, as Samaveda also used to say, Vasudhaiva Kudumbakam. We are the family members of this globe, earth, and our house is this earth itself. So, I am Mata Prithivi, Putroham Prithivya. This earth is our mother, and we are the children of the mother earth. So, let us understand that we are the part and parcel of the divine power manifested everywhere. Thus, Samaveda, which has got unique position in the Hindu or Indian literatures, one can understand that the way in which Lord Krishna explained Vedanam Samavedosmi, I am the Samaveda, because it is the most musical, enchanting, interesting and exciting, at the same time harmoniously developing the waves to activate your blood circulation, the nervous system, the heart, and maintaining the same blood pressure. Thus, as even Professor T. Temple Tuttler of the Cleveland University told, that the neuro-linguistic effect of the music and the mantras can be very well understood whenever an excited, abnormal person happens to hear these mantras, the mantras of Rig Veda, the mantras of Yajur Veda, the musical mantras of Samaveda will be affecting our heart, our body, our nervous system, our blood circulation. Even psychologically it can have a very positive effect, so that the merits of the Vedic chanting can be felt or experienced directly. So even though the spiritual effect may not be experimented using an instrument, the psychological and physiological effect of Vedas can be directly experienced. As it is told that many people now who drive the car in the highly populated cities, they used to hear the Mrityunjaya Mantra and Gayatri Mantra cassettes, so that their BP, blood pressure, is maintained at the calm and lower level. It is true that we have to do more experiments in understanding the use of these mantras physiologically and psychologically, thus maintaining a harmonious lifestyle. Scientists have discovered that whenever you are performing certain rites and rituals through these mantras, by having full trust and faith on that, your brain chemistry changes. Serotonin and endomorphin is produced faster in the brain cells, so that the blood pressure and physiological abnormality can be cured and normal performance of the body is assured. So whenever we are learning Rig Veda, Yajur Veda and Samaveda, whatever may be their spiritual approach, we, the modern scientists, the modern people who struggle to live a happier life, now know pretty well that merely having money or financial status will not fetch happiness. They have to find out alternative pathways. So the chanting of mantras, keeping the good faith and performing the scientific rites, customs and rituals will be fetching definitely happiness in the healthy body and healthy mind. On the other side of the cassette, you will be listening to the Samaveda chanting by the old veteran Samavedic Purohit Seshu Iyengar and Dr. Venkidachalam, who is the senior scientist in ISRO, and also Vishwanathan, who is the officer in State Bank of Travancore. May I welcome you to hear the Samagana chanted by them. Thank you very much.